Well, good morning to all who may be tuned in on this day. While we're not gathered together in the same location, I am so thankful that we can be joined in spirit and fellowship together in the presence of our very personal Lord. I have a message of encouragement that I'm inspired to share with you today. And if I had a board to write on that you could see, I would write, "Recall the works of the Lord." I feel like the enemy is working overtime. I know he is, to steal our peace, to take our faith, steal away our purpose. And I want to share a short message of encouragement with you today by the help of the Lord. And to that end, I'd like to specifically consider several of the interactions John the Baptist had with the Lord. And I'd like to briefly read three separate accounts. And we'll start in the third chapter of Matthew and the 13th verse. That's Matthew 3 and 13. And it said, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him," or he allowed him. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And I'd like to turn now to another account in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, John 1, and we'll start reading at the 29th verse. This says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." And I want to repeat that to make sure that we all get a hold. This is John bearing record, and he said, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." John saw that happen. And he said, "I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." John was very confident in what he had seen, seemed very convinced in his mind. And the scripture goes on to say the next day he saw him, and he looking on Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Well, these are what I would consider high spiritual moments in John's life. But listen to a different scenario now that John found himself in. Let's turn back to Matthew and go to the 11th chapter of Matthew. And now we find John the Baptist is now in prison. Herod had put John in prison. And listen to what it says. Matthew 11 and 1, "And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" So here's John the Baptist. He had already baptized Jesus. He had seen the Spirit of God descend like a dove. But now he's in a low place. Now he's in a prison cell. And no doubt many thoughts have gone through his mind. And he's facing execution. He probably knew that was a very real possibility. And it was so important to him, as it would be to us and should be to us today, that he got this right. And so it said in the third verse, or in the second verse, that when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, two of John's disciples, and said unto Jesus, Are you the one that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Well, have you ever been plagued with doubts, faith at a low ebb, the way ahead looks dark, unsure of your purpose, even perhaps wondered if Jesus was really who you had always believed him to be? That's probably not one we verbalize very often, but I suspect there are times we wonder, have wondered, that very question. Well, if you have, I want you to know that you're not alone, because so did John the Baptist. As he sat in this very distasteful cell, awaiting execution to come. But I'd like to pause a moment. How could John doubt? You heard what we just read in those first two accounts. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He physically touched the Lord. He saw the Spirit descend like a dove. He himself proclaimed Jesus as the Lamb of God with all confidence. He was acquainted with the prophecies foretelling the coming of Christ. And it seemed like that if anybody were to have a strong faith in Christ that couldn't be shaken, it would be John the Baptist, certainly one of them. But the reality was that John was human, and he was subject to the torment of the enemy as he sat in that dirty cell, just as the enemy is apt to torment us, to torment you, and to torment me in times of our difficulty and our weakness. Doubts must have assailed John as he questioned what he always believed is truth. Well, there had been false prophets before. John the Baptist knew that, and perhaps he wondered if, unbeknownst to him, he was one. There had been false messiahs before. Perhaps Jesus was one. Yet there was something deep down that caused John to trust Jesus enough to send his disciples to him and ask one more time, Art thou he? Or should we look for another? Well, Jesus loved John so much, as he does you and as he does me, and he didn't let that question go unanswered. He sent the disciples back with a message, quoting the prophet Isaiah, knowing, no doubt, that John would make the connection with Isaiah's prophecy, that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, dead are raised up, poor have the gospel preached to them. And he reminded him of the works of God that had been prophesied and indeed already happened to help reinforce what John had anchored his faith in. We'll all face rough times, dark times in life that can leave us reeling, questioning the very foundation upon which we have based our lives, and sometimes not knowing exactly where to turn. That's reality of life. And during these times, I want to encourage you this morning with words of the psalmist, Be still and know that I am God. How? Remember, recall the past blessings in your life. Recall the prophecies of old that have come to pass. Recall examples that the Lord left us in His Word to encourage us that tough times would come. In this world, he said, you will have tribulation. That's going to happen. It's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be fun or easy. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And the Lord wants us to remember those things and have faith and lean on things that we do know are true. Paul said it this way, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. The enemy would like us to dwell on uncertainty and negativity. He'd like us to think about unpleasant things, question things that are already established as fact, and at times, even to start feeling sorry for ourselves. Sometimes it feels like we have reason to. You remember Elijah and Jezebel, the story of Elijah and Jezebel? Elijah had just experienced witnessing, along with all the other people that were there that day, the mighty power of the Lord God, who sent fire from heaven and consumed all of that water that had been dumped on the sacrifice. The fire came from heaven, from God. Nobody started that fire. Licked up all of that water. Elijah destroyed all of the false prophets that day. His life was being protected by God. Had a great day of victory. God had been manifested in a wonderful way. And yet, after all God had done that day, all that he had experienced, we soon find Elijah going into the wilderness and hiding, because Jezebel said that now she was going to take Elijah's life. And after all that God had done in the face of all of those people and shown all the power that he had shown, yet here was Elijah also being down and depressed and running away and hiding. And he got to the place where he said, I guess I'll just lay down here and die. Well, have you ever taken yourself to the wilderness? Have you ever found that you single yourself out as having no hope and feeling that maybe you have been left to your own and that the way ahead looks dark and no good way out? Well, we probably have felt that. And the Lord knows that, and he's merciful. And he came along to Elijah and he said, arise, get up, Elijah, and eat. And this actually happened a couple of times with Elijah eating and then waiting, and one time for 40 days and then going a ways and hunkering back down. The last time, as you remember, he was in a cave. And the word of the Lord came that time to him and said, what are you doing here? I wonder too, has the Lord ever come by and ask you, what are you doing here? When you thought you were hidden away somewhere, maybe down and depressed, and the Lord came along and encouraged you with a question. What are you doing here? What is your purpose here in this corner? Well, the Lord had Elijah get up, and he had something to say to him. And eventually Elijah heard a still small voice with instruction for him, a plan. Folks, this morning, I want to encourage you that the Lord is also bidding us to arise, to stand up. He has a plan for us too, even during the times when maybe we're fearful, when perhaps our faith is at low ebb. He wants us to arise. He wants us to recall his goodness. He wants us to reflect on past blessings and victory. Consider existing works of creation that far surpass our comprehension, the works of God that are all around us every day, and go in faith pursuing a cause greater than ourselves. Will we always have our prayers answered just like we want? No, that's not going to happen. Will we always feel like we're on the top of the mountain? No. Will we always understand the ways of God? No. The scripture tells us his ways are above our ways. But God will always be there. He'll be there loving us, preparing us, providing grace that will meet our need. And if we'll seek, the Lord will send us a promise, a song, a word of encouragement like He did for John during his difficult days. I want to be encouraged, and I want you to be encouraged today to be equipped to do battle with the enemy and our own minds when we find ourselves in these types of battles. Again, the scripture, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And folks, we are serving that same God today. The same God, the same Jesus Christ that did that back at the time that this was written. He is the same Lord that we are serving today. He's still in the business of preaching the gospel to the poor. He's still in the business of bringing healing to the brokenhearted, bringing deliverance to the captive. Sometimes we feel like we are captives to things that have control over us. Recovering of sight to the blind. There are times that we don't see clearly and we just feel like that we're blind to maybe what we should be able to see. And the Lord can come and open our eyes and anoint our eyes with eye salve from His Holy Spirit. Set at liberty them that are bruised. Yes, we're going to be bruised sometimes, but we serve a God who wants and will come to set us at liberty. These things are worth recalling and trusting in. It's worth recalling and finding faith in past, present, and personal blessings from God. And if after we've done all that we can, and we're willing to continue to stand and have faith, the Lord will do the rest. So John's question, back to where we started at the beginning. He wondered, are you the Messiah? Are you the one that we are looking for? The answer, yes, I am the Messiah. And today, rest assured that He is indeed your personal Messiah too. I love the Lord this morning. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be trusted, even in dark and uncertain times. And I desire to trust Him all the way to the end. And my hope is that these words have been an encouragement to you all today. May God richly bless each one and walk with you until we are able to meet again. May God bless you. Amen.